This program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jen Rogers for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is All About Pets. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the New York Times, the Washington Post, Psychology Today, Catster Online, and Dogster Online. We'll begin our program today with an article titled, How to Keep Your Pet Safe in the Cold, by Katherine Pearson. They're vulnerable when temperatures plummet, too. When biting cold hits, pet owners wonder how to keep their animals safe and comfortable. And veterinarians say that it is reasonable to be concerned. The risks of extreme cold are equal to the risks of extreme heat, says Dr. Deborah Mandel, Director of Emergency Service at the Matthew J. Ryan Veterinary Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. Pets can develop hypothermia and frostbite, she said. They can also slip on ice or face cold-related paw injuries. Fortunately, a few simple precautions can help pet owners mitigate the risks. Limit outdoor time as much as possible. The vets we spoke to were reluctant to offer blanket statements about how long pets could safely be outdoors in the cold. But if the temperature is at or below freezing, no more than 10 to 15 minutes is a good benchmark, Dr. Mandel said. For most, going outside to go to the bathroom, then back inside, similar to when it's too hot, is a good rule, she said. For a simple gut check, it can help to ask, am I uncomfortable right now? If so, your pet probably is too, said Dr. Rebecca Ruch-Gailey, an associate professor at Colorado State University Veterinary Teaching Hospital. Keep other weather conditions in mind, too. Lounging in the sun for a few minutes on a cold day, on a cold but otherwise dry, calm day, is different than being outdoors on a day that is also snowy, wet, or windy. Know your pet's cold tolerance. An animal's ability to comfortably withstand the cold is related to factors like age, overall health, and physical makeup. Look at a greyhound, for example, who has no subcutaneous fat and has very little hair, Dr. Ruch-Gailey said. Those guys don't tolerate cold as much as some of the breeds that have durable double coats. The American Veterinary Medical Association also notes that short-legged pets may become cold faster than those with long legs, as their bodies are more likely to come in contact with the frigid ground. Very young and very old animals may struggle with body temperature regulation, as can those with underlying health conditions. For instance, an older pet with arthritis or inflammation may feel particularly uncomfortable in the cold, Dr. Ruch-Gailey said, though some find it soothing. Know the signs that your pet is cold. If they're shivering, if they're less willing to walk, if they're picking their feet up as if they are uncomfortable, those are all signs to look out for, said Dr. Gabriel Fadel, Senior Director of Medical Quality and Operations with Bond Vet in New York City. She urged dog owners in particular to check paws for ice or snowballs that are lodged between their toes while outside, and for cracking or bleeding once you get indoors. The good news? Mammals will generally let you know when they're uncomfortable in the cold, Dr. Ruch-Gailey says, though not always. Where we get into difficulties is with that dog that loves to go out and play in the snow, she said, and all of a sudden they realize they can't feel their feet anymore. Indoor pets are generally okay during cold spells, the experts say, even if you keep your home on the colder side. Of course, animals with very specific temperature and humidity needs, like reptiles, should have their environments closely monitored. You might notice your pet seeking warmth, but that is not necessarily a red flag. Even with my own two cats, I find them snuggling together more than they do in the warmer months, Dr. Fadel says. Just make sure your animal has a bed, blanket, or even a hidey hole, she said, and be mindful of the risk that space heaters pose. Animals can tip them over, she said, or burn themselves. Practice prevention. If your pet will tolerate it, a sweater or jacket can be a good option on freezing or below freezing days, the experts said. So can booties, particularly if your pet will be walking on surfaces that have been dusted with salt or ice melt, which can damage paws and be dangerous if ingested. If your pet doesn't tolerate booties, Balms can help protect paw pets from cracking, too, Dr. Fadel says. No matter what, be sure to wipe down your pet's paws when you get home, the vet said. If your four-legged friend has a lot of fur between the toes, trimming it can help prevent ice balls from forming, but don't overdo grooming in the colder months. Their coats are designed to try to keep them temperature regulated, Dr. Rouge Galley says. You have the potential to really mess it up. Next, we'll move on to an article titled, Why Do Cats Need? Why Do Dogs Lick You? The Science of Pets' Quirks by Marlene Simmons. Animal scientists explain why certain strange pet behaviors might make more sense than you think. Bella the Beagle loves boxes from Amazon. She tears into them while ignoring other deliveries. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post but has never met Bella. Little Bit, a recently departed tortoiseshell cat, was similarly obsessed, but with socks. She would raid the laundry basket in the middle of the night and paw through the open suitcases of house guests, who invariably found themselves one sock short in the morning. Pets do quirky things. At least it may seem that way to humans. But these traits often make perfect sense to the pets, say scientists who study animal behavior. Such conduct often is a modern incarnation of their evolutionary roots and also draws upon their current bond with humans. These behaviors are not invented on the spot, says Carlo Siracusa, associate professor of clinical behavior medicine at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine. They are an evolution of the behavior of their ancestors that have been adapted to their new lives as domesticated animals now that they are living with humans. Still, dogs also can learn from humans, much as children learn from adults. In fact, many times they learn even better than children. If you show children how to do something and give them unnecessary steps, children will copy them, says Angie Johnston, director of the Canine Cognition Center and Social Learning Laboratory at Boston College. But once dogs figure out how to do it, they stop the unnecessary steps. Dogs figure out faster than children what the end game is. Even so, their ancient instincts persist. Dogs, for example, often make their beds, as humans describe it, by scrabbling on blankets, sheets, or doggy beds, then turning a few times before settling down, a habit that probably comes from an age-old instinct to create a safe, warm place to sleep. Think about where animals sleep in nature, says Evan McLean, director of the Arizona Canine Cognition Center at the University of Arizona. They mat down an area before they lay in it. They also sometimes circle before they poop, which some researchers attribute to an attempt to align with the Earth's magnetic field, specifically the north-south axis. Not every scientist is convinced. It's still unclear what is going on here, says Sarah Elizabeth Biosier, director of the Thinking Dog Center at CUNY Hunter College. A lot more work needs to be done. Sometimes dogs will paw the ground after pooping. Advice: wait a few seconds before bending down to pick up their waste to avoid being hit by flying debris. They are not burying their feces. They are depositing scent in those areas, McLean says, which may explain their pickiness about a pooping spot. They're looking for the best part of town to put up a billboard. They want a good place to advertise. Scratching creates a ground disturbance to catch attention. It's almost like drawing a picture with a big red marker around it. The signpost is meant for other dogs, another quirk they inherited from wolves, he says. Territory marking is very likely one function of this communication, but there is a lot of other information that might be encoded in odors that we don't understand as well as humans, he says. For example, animals may be able to judge things like reproductive or health status of other individuals based on odor signatures. Cats, on the other hand, almost always bury their waste. They're covering their tracks, says Monique Udell, director of the Oregon State University Human-Animal Interaction Lab. This could be a modern-day version of keeping a low profile. Why Your Cat Needs You. Mikhail Delgado, founder of Feline Minds, a Sacramento cat behavior consulting service, says that some of these traits derive from cats' wild origins. Cats are highly predatory. They are naturally active at dawn and dusk. They are in the middle of the food chain, both hunters and hunted. With some behaviors that are natural, like scratching, and we can't train them out of them, she says. Experts also insist that the reputation of cats as socially aloof is undeserved. They have facial scent glands, and when headbutting their human, they are probably depositing secretions to mark their social partners, says Kristen Vitale, assistant professor of animal health and behavior at Unity College. Kneading is what kittens do to their mothers when nursing to stimulate milk production. Adult cats may knead humans when they are feeling relaxed or just trying to calm themselves. Advice: keep their nails trimmed. It's like thumb sucking in toddlers, Udell says. Your dog is manipulating you, but not kissing you. While dogs share many behaviors inherited from wolves, they've also developed a few of their own. For example, puppy dog eyes, the innocent look that humans are helpless to resist. They want to be connected to us, says Jeffrey Stevens, director of the Canine Cognition and Human Interaction Lab at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Dogs evolve certain muscles around their eyes to manipulate humans. They look at us this way, and it changes our behavior. Like wolves, dogs also like to lick faces. Humans think their pet is kissing them. Sorry, they are not. It's how wolf puppies get foods from their parents' mouths, says McLean says. It can also be a sign of submission. When a lower-ranking individual approaches a higher-ranking one, it gets down real low and licks the dominant one to say, "I am not a threat to you." There are some behaviors researchers can't explain, such as zoomies, the term often used to describe frenetic and seemingly random movement by a dog, like an energy release. My dog runs around in crazy manic circles with her mouth open, her tongue out, ears back, and butt tucked in, and if I mess with her while she's doing it, she gets even more hyper, Biosier says. She's getting something out of her system and can't focus until she does this. We have zero science on this. One of Johnston's three dogs tap dances, she says. When he gets excited, he taps with his front paws, then he jumps up on all 4 feet and spins around in a circle midair, she says. He does this when he's excited or happy. I don't know where it comes from. Smell can be a great motivator. As for Bella, the dog who preferred Amazon boxes over all others, the explanation seems to be her great success in sniffing out the snacks they contained. She smelled protein bars in the Amazon boxes. After ripping her way in, she ate almost all of them, except for the few she stuffed behind the sofa cushions for emergencies. She was very fastidious about it, says Jeffrey Levi, professor of health management and policy at the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University, one of Bella's people. She never eats the wrappers. Little Bit, the sock-addicted cat, was also apparently motivated by smell. Many animals carry around socks and shoes, Udell says. Humans produce smells on the bottoms of their feet, so if you want to get closer to your human, there's nothing like a good smelly sock. That seems right to Kathy Miller, Little Bit's human companion and an acupressure practitioner living in Boulder, Colorado. Miller had to warn guests to zip their logic at night. She says, "We were just glad her fascination wasn't with underpants." Next, we'll move on to an article from Psychology Today by Kimberly Horn, who has her doctorate in education, titled "Pets as Friends? Absolutely. Pets teach us loyalty, patience, and the art of unconditional love." As I've been speaking with audiences during the launch of my new book, Friends Matter for Life, one question keeps coming up. Are pets considered friends? My answer is simple. Absolutely. When you think about what makes a great friend, loyal, supportive, and always there for you, pets check all the boxes. Whether it's a dog spinning in circles when you walk through the door at home, or a cat purring contentedly in your lap, they embody unconditional love. It's no wonder 85% of pet owners consider their animals part of the family. The source is America Psychiatric Association 2023. For many of us, they fill life with joy, offering a steadfast presence during life's highs and lows. They're true companions. Think about the role friendships play in our lives. They lift us up, provide reassurance, and remind us that we're cared for. Animals do all of this effortlessly. Somehow they know when we're elated and when we're upset. They respond not with words, though vocal in their own ways, but with actions, a gentle nuzzle, a wagging tail, or simply sitting by our side or at our feet. And let's face it, on those days when people frustrate or annoy us, our furry friends are the perfect drama-free alternative for company. Pets don't just enhance our emotional well-being, they also support our physical health. Research shows they reduce feelings of loneliness, stress, and anxiety. American Psychiatric Association 2023. Studies have even found that living with an animal lowers blood pressure by up to 10% and decreases the risk of heart disease. Harvard Health Publishing 2022. As an added bonus, people with pets often report improved cognition. Applebaum et al. 2023. Better sleep and more physical activity, all essential to overall health. Mayo Clinic Press 2023. They also offer lessons in how to show up as better friends ourselves. Unlike people sometimes, our animals never judge us. They accept us on our best days and our worst. My dog, Sophie Ray, for instance, has mastered the art of being present. After a long day, she doesn't care about my unfinished to-do list, the emails I didn't send, or that I skipped my workout. She leans into me, tail wagging, eyes engaged, as if to say, "You're enough, just as you are." It's a simple yet profound reminder of the power of true acceptance. If we're paying attention, pets inspire us to extend that same grace to others. They remind us that relationships take patience, care, and consistency. Most importantly, they encourage us to enjoy life's simple joys and sometimes remind us to slow down. Just last week, I was feeling under the weather with the winter crud, achy, tired, and not at my best. As I curled up on the couch trying to find some relief, Sophie Ray hopped up next to me. She rested her head on my lap, and when I leaned in to wrap my arms around her, she pressed closer, as if to say, "I've got you." Her warm fur, her presence, and even the soft rhythm of her breathing felt like the hug I didn't know I needed. That moment reminded me of how pets show up for us, offering solace without needing words. Speaking of hugging, January 21st is National Hugging Day, a perfect time to reflect on bonds that sustain us. While it's traditionally a day for hugging the people in our lives, why not include your pets? Hugging a pet isn't just comforting. These moments of affection release oxytocin, the hormone associated with bonding and love. So don't forget to include your animal companions in the celebration. They're some of the best huggers around. Yes, of course, we need human friendships too. But the qualities pets bring, loyalty, patience, steadfast acceptance, and mutual joy, fit the definition of friendship perfectly. So do pets deserve a place in our friendship continuum? 100%. Next, we'll move on to an article for Catster.com, written by Dr. Karen Kanowski, who's a veterinarian, titled "The Battle of the Sexes, Which One Makes a Better Pet?" I may be opening a can of worms here, but I'm never one to shy away from a controversial topic. We'll also preface this by saying that there is no scientific data that can prove or deny my view, but it does come from my experience with many, many cats over the years. In fact, I can't remember a time in my life when we didn't have at least one cat. So before we get into it, I'm going to give you my verdict, and it is one that my feminist soul hates to admit, but I have found for me, males seem to make the best pets. Of course, that very much depends on the type of companion you're looking for. Let's get into it. The cats I have lived with, including Quincy, my parents' Siamese, who was there before I born, I have shared my home with 11 cats in total. With the exception of Quincy, they've all been Moggies, and interestingly, quite an even spread of both male and female. I can't tell you how many I have known and worked with, but it would be in the thousands. Quincy and I weren't the best of friends. When I was 4 years old, I tried to help him when he was fighting the neighbor's cat. As a result, he turned on me, leaving me rather bloody and scarred. Interestingly, the traumatic event did not put me off cats, but my relationship with Quincy never recovered. Sadly, Bindi was not with us long enough to make a huge impression on 5-year-old me, as she met her end at a very young age after trying to cross this road towards the alluring smell of KFC. Fortunately, my parents decided that allowing cats outside was no longer the way to go after this. I won't go into the detailed history of every cat, but over the years, I've definitely seen some patterns, behavior trends. Speaking only in generalities, I've personally found that male cats tend to be more outgoing, friendly to all, and generally more confident. By comparison, female cats seem to be more reserved, taking more time to assess the situation, and tend to latch onto one individual as their person. That doesn't mean that male cats are never skittish or female cats are always selective with their affection, but these are characteristics that I've seen in my pets, my patients, and other cats I have known or heard about. When you think about feline social structure, it does make sense. It's the prerogative of the male to get out and sow his oats. The further he can range, the better chances of fathering many kittens. As cats have become domesticated over the last 3,000 years, It would have served the tomcats well to stay on the good side of humans to avoid being chased off with a broom. Courage and daring would be favored traits, allowing those lads to venture further. For females, on the other hand, caution and wariness are the skills needed to keep yourself and your kitten safe. Befriending one or two humans may be useful, but you don't want the whole village turning up when you're trying to raise a family. So which is the better pet? There are no guarantees when it comes to the temperament or personality of a cat, and the more you try to shape them in one way, the more likely you are to get the opposite result. But if there are particular traits that you would prefer in a feline companion, choosing the sex that suits your personality may get you one step closer to a perfect match. Let's lay it out with a pros and cons list. Pros for male: friendly towards groups, more playful and confident, more tolerant of other pets. Pros of female: snuggly and attached to their person, less chaotic once adults, observant and emotionally intelligent. Cons of male cats: not as loyal, less respectful of sleep, can be demanding of affection. Cons of females: often more flighty, wary of dangers, more prone to stress. I like a bomb-proof cat with boatloads of personality who doesn't mind having a house full of animals and people. Sure, the boys will quickly abandon you for the comfiest-looking lap, but I also love seeing people enjoy my cat's company, particularly one as convincingly friendly as Clutch. But if you want a quiet and loyal cat who will shadow you and shower you and only you with affection, a female cat may be just what you need. She may not be so tolerant of noisy dogs or children, and a busy house might send her into hiding. But when everything has quieted down, you may get to experience the joy of being chosen by a cat. Decide for yourself. Your experience may be completely different from mine, and I'd love to hear about it. I certainly wouldn't recommend choosing a cat based purely on my point of view. One of the best ways to ensure feline compatibility is to visit an animal shelter and meet an older kitten or an adult cat. That way you get a much better idea of their fully formed personalities, with the added bonus that many shelter cats are so grateful for being given a loving home. Next, we'll move on to an article from Dogster.com. By the Dogster team, Dr. Lauren Demos, it's the vet that reviewed it. How to help your dog avoid dry, itchy skin in the winter. 10 verified vet tips. If your dog has a skin condition, you're not alone. According to Nationwide Pet Insurance, these issues are three of the top 10 reasons caregivers file claims. Winter in the Northern Hemisphere is a common culprit of dry, itchy skin, as low temperatures and humidity levels create the perfect storm for skin problems. Luckily, many of our tips will also improve those problems. Acting promptly is essential, though, as itchy skin can lead to a secondary bacterial infection. If your pup's scratching and chewing, break the skin. The 10 ways to help your dog avoid dry, itchy skin. 1. Rule out medical causes. We recommend beginning with a visit to the vet. Some health conditions can cause excessive itching, including parasites and food allergies. Eliminating those issues is imperative to find long-lasting relief. After all, that's your ultimate goal when trying to avoid these problems. Your vet will examine your dog after getting a history and blood work if needed, and then they'll come up with a treatment plan to get the itching and other negative signs under control. If you're concerned about the health and well-being of your pet, seek veterinary advice for the best course of action. 2. Correct the amount of fat in their diet. Fat provides an excellent source of energy to fuel your pup's activity, and it's also part of a healthy diet. According to the Association of American Feed Controlled Officials, AAFCO, puppies should get a diet with a minimum of 22.5% protein and 8.5% fat. Adults need 18% and 5.5% respectively. You should look for the words complete and balanced on the label to ensure it meets these needs. After all, most studies show that dietary fat can result in improved hair coats. Similarly, high levels of omega-3 fatty acids can provide some mild benefit to itchy pets and lead to shinier coats. 3. Practice regular grooming. Regular grooming can improve coat condition by removing dander and keeping shedding in check. Brushing your dog also gives you a chance to look for any signs of infection or other conditions such as redness, broken skin, or swelling. Brushing also reduces the risk of matting, which can contribute to dry, flaky skin underneath large mats. 4. Give your pet a supplement. Your dog's condition may improve with a supplement containing omega-3 fatty acids. It can make your dog's skin less inflamed and less prone to dryness and itchiness. It may also offer other health benefits for the treatment of cardiovascular issues and kidney disease. However, adverse effects exist too. Therefore, we recommend discussing supplement use with your vet before giving it to your pet. 5. Offer fewer baths. As counterintuitive as it may sound, excess bathing can also cause dry skin and aggravate itchiness. Many shampoos may remove the natural oils protecting your dog from these conditions. Most dogs don't need frequent baths. We suggest holding off on trips to the tub unless your pooch really needs it. You can also use pet wipes to keep your dog smelling good in between baths without removing the oils from their skin and drying it out. Keeping your dog clean doesn't have to mean giving them a full bath. 6. Run a humidifier. Low humidity and high static electricity are hallmarks of winter in certain climates. You and your pet may benefit from running a humidifier. You should keep the humidity around 30 to 50% to keep everyone comfortable. We don't recommend going any higher because more isn't better. Instead, it can cause mold. 7. Help them stay hydrated. Staying hydrated during the winter is essential for you and your dog. Canines should get about 1 ounce of water per pound of body weight daily. It's worth mentioning that if your dog may drink less if you give them canned food, moist treats, or safe fruits and vegetables. So make sure to give your pet clean, fresh water daily. 8. Treat irritation. Treating any signs of irritation promptly is imperative. Failure to do so can lead to secondary bacterial infections if your dog keeps scratching or licking the affected area. Irritation is a vicious circle, causing more inflammation and itchiness. The condition will likely worsen, so you should get your pet to the vet if you notice any telltale signs, including redness and swelling. 9. Year-round flea prevention. Your vet has likely recommended keeping your pup on flea prevention year-round. It's an excellent way to prevent flea allergy dermatitis, FAD, which can occur even in the winter. The condition can cause intense itching with a risk of secondary bacterial infections in hypersensitive dogs. Your vet may do additional testing to rule out skin conditions with similar signs. 10. Switch foods. Giving your dog canned food is an excellent way to supplement their moisture intake and may have fewer additives that contribute to dry, itchy skin in pets with allergies. You can also opt for a diet formulated for sensitive skin to add another way to tackle this problem. As mentioned, giving your dog canned food may reduce their water intake since they're satisfying it in another way. However, always speak to your vet before switching your pet's food to ensure it's safe to do so. Conclusion. You have many options for dealing with your dog's dry, itchy skin. You can tackle it from an environmental point of view or find relief from your pet with dietary or care choices. The good news is that you'll also benefit from some of our tips. The ultimate advantages are a more comfortable home and a healthier, calmer pet. We've run out of time for today's episode of All About Pets. Be sure to listen next time. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jen Rogers, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. All About Pets is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.